Chapter 1. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the wine for dinner was delightful, and probably very expensive. It was also not his, which made it even more delicious. The wine slid smoothly down his throat, a hint of something flowery with a dash of dark cherry. He pulled out his phone and took a quick picture of the label, making a note to grab a case later. "Nice vintage," he remarked after he'd refilled his glass. He tipped the crystal goblet at his host. "I have to say, the choice of a red with chicken for dinner surprised me. Most people prefer a white, but it was a good risk. Much appreciated, because this," Reaper waved his hand over the table, "was just what I needed. A Christmas Eve dinner that wasn't deep-fried or store-bought. A feast no one had invited him to." Reaper, thus named by a mother too heavily into the goth scene, pushed his empty plate aside and whipped the cloth napkin from his lap before addressing his still silent host. "But good food and drink aren't what I'm here for." He leaned forward, eyes intent on his target, the gun a stark centerpiece on the table. "The time has come for you to pay your debt to society." Reaper, whose friends knew better than to mock his name or risk suffering the consequences, rose from the chair and left the gun on the table as he walked over to his host. He should note that, despite the decadent spread, the guy didn't seem keen on entertaining. Then again, when answering a knock at his door, the man had expected to see his girlfriend, not Reaper. No one ever liked to come face to face with death. Some even pissed themselves. It might have given Reaper a complex, if he cared. "Happy holidays," Reaper had said, shoving his way in. "Or should I go old school and say Merry fucking Christmas?" Reaper kicked the door shut, his gaze trained on his target.
"Get out."
The words were faintly spoken through lips that trembled. Reaper smiled. "Make me." A real man would have taken that as a challenge. This little fucker bolted. They were on the 15th floor of a condo building. Where did he think he was going to run? It hadn't taken much for Reaper to subdue his target. Blubbering idiot. A moron who passed out. Possibly on account of the fact that Reaper whacked his head off the hardwood floor a few times. It was only as he rose from his knees that he'd smelled it. Something delicious. With his target unconscious, and nowhere pressing to be, Reaper had sat down to enjoy the home-cooked meal as the twinkling lights of the Christmas tree blinked at him. Waiting for his host to awaken, he looked at the presents under the tree. Must be nice. If it weren't for the office gift exchange their receptionist, Sherry, insisted on, he'd never have anything to open. "What did you get her?" Reaper asked, leaning over his mark. "Diamonds? Lingerie? You're probably wondering where she is. Don't worry. I took care of her." He gave the statement an ominous lilt, yet he needn't have bothered. His host got the innuendo. Now conscious, Wendell stared with his eyes wide, moaning behind the strip of soft fabric covering his mouth and nose. His hands were tied together. Wendell would never get to enjoy his last meal. "Time for you to think your final words, because no one wants to hear them." Only in the movies did a person slated for death manage emotionally wrenching speeches. In real life, it consisted more of, "Don't kill me," and, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I won't do it again." But they did. Asshole.